Well, I'll try this side and hope for the best. That really makes me mad. It wasn't even just a second. I've got a little tail on the tape flipping. I'll have to concentrate on this microphone. I don't know what the trouble is. I'm going to see if this side sounds as bad. Just a second now again. This sounds like it's coming through pretty clear again. I don't know what all that static was on the other side. Probably not going to be any fun at all for you to listen. I'm going up and down and loud and soft, and I haven't touched any buttons. And I have a few little curlicues here over here that were loose from the tape, so I hope it's just the tape, and I hope you can make sense out of it, because I'm going to send it anyway, son of a gun. Let me see, where was I? I was at the wedding. The dinner. Well, let me see. So we had a few before dinner drinks and this lovely, lovely meal. And, oh my gosh, the toast. Gene Morrell gave a lovely toast about Dick all his life has wanted to beat him. He's, they've been having the typical brotherly fights. He says, when I'm 18, I'm going to beat you up. And he said, 18 came and he never beat him up. And he said, he's finally beaten me. And of course, Dick just gloated. So then it was Tom's turn, and Tom gets up and he's all choked up and nobody knows exactly what he's going to say. And he's not under the weather by any means. We've had two before dinner drinks and that's it, and we have eaten. And now they're passing the champagne to toast with. So Tom gets up and gives this beautiful speech to the effect of, due to the sad circumstances in our family, I have had the good fortune of giving my four younger sisters away, and blah, 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 and on and on. And it was really, it was short and sweet, and it was just great. And of course, it's the first time I've ever heard him speechless. And the four of us, the tears are running down the cheeks, and nobody's knowing what to say. But he wanted to say it, and he said it in front of all these people. And it was really a tribute to us. Then most everybody got up. Ed gave a little toast and invited everybody back to their house for a drink. My mother bought a case of liquor for them to have there, since they're displaying the gifts for them and for people to come back and look and stuff at the gifts and have a drink. So the whole wedding party left the Edina Country Club, I guess it was about 10:30, and we had a drink at the Bonnie. And, everybody sat around and chatted till about midnight. And, of course, they made the bride and groom can't see each other after 12. So we got Pat home and we shooed Dick out. And everybody left. And then Weezer and I just kind of sat down and took everything into consideration. And I got home about 1:30, really feeling no pain. And was exhausted from Friday again and hit the couch. And don't remember another thing until the alarm went off Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and the kids are up now, and I'm trying to get them dressed, and I'm to be at Bonin's at 9, and I run out in my bathrobe to the car. I forgot to even put a coat over it. We're all dressing in the church in our long gowns. So we got to the church at 9:30, and the wedding was at 11, and Pat was probably the most beautiful bride I have ever seen in my life. Pictures, I didn't get any pictures taken. Ed had the kids, he took their six and our two, Kayla and Colleen. And the funniest thing was where the five of us are walking down this aisle as slowly as possible, and I'm looking for a familiar face to smile at. And I get almost to the front, and here are eight smiling faces with Tommy and Caleb waving. Well, that just about broke me up. Thank goodness they weren't in the back of the church. I would never have made it down the aisle. They were right behind Tom and my mother. So they got a good seat. They got to see everything. And they broke Aunt Pat up coming down with Tom, of course. And let me see. They were just darling. The four oldest bonnets got to go to the reception, but I didn't want Kayla and Colleen to come. So Ed did bring them home. And he had the kids at the reception, and we had this long, long reception line. Well, they served daiquiri punch, and they had everything imaginable for a buffet luncheon of shrimp salad and chicken salad and marinated mushrooms and smoked oysters and all these elegant things. It had cost them $10 a person to put this reception on. So, people that you couldn't believe were there. I mean, all these people that we forgot even existed. Bert and Betty Kelly, who you've heard me talk about. Hey, I better check to see if I'm recording. Just a sec. Okay, things seem to be going along pretty good. This side is much better. I'm amazed at how raspy I sound. I get that to me though, and I am raspy, smoking, etc. Well, let's see. So we were at the reception, and that must have lasted. I guess we all in the pictures. They just, oh, I hope somebody got pictures. I couldn't get them. Dan, Ed was busy with the kids and visiting people. Dan Ivory took movie cameras and slides, and he, you know, I'm sure he will duplicate for the Bond and Dance, because we didn't. None of us got a chance to take them. Everybody was taking them of us. The wedding was beautiful. Then we went back to Morrill's just for a drink after, and to get Pat dressed in her going away outfit. And they painted their, my mother said the funniest thing was Saturday morning, Pat's been putting on her makeup and getting ready to go to Christmas Eve singing, tonight. So they painted this theme song all over their car, and they put some kind of a fake bomb in it, and they took off and it exploded. It just smoked up there, no damage to the car or anything. And then we went up to Bonham's to talk to the Kelly side and have a drink up there. And I came home to change clothes. This is when I found your two tapes, and I just didn't have time to play it. Of course, the kids were running around anyway, and I'm in my long formal, and I'm getting fingerprints on it. So I slipped out of the cast and got on a dress for the party the rest of the night. Let me see. Can you hear me puffing like I can hear you smoking? Anyway, this tape is going fast too, darn it. I can't believe they go this fast. Maybe I should stand too, because I really have a lot more to tell you. Well, we went, well, then the Morrills, after all these things they put on, they've got a bartender at their house, and Mr. Peters is serving the prime rib dinner at 6 for the wedding party. Well, and all their friends and the young people were back there. And things started thinning out about 8 at night, and of course we went on and on and on, and finally came home about 2. I'm smashed, and Ed's smashed, and Ethan and Chris are trying to get Tom and Ed. I'm really fine. I hit a good point. I was happy. I was gay. Oh, it is nice.